Now we're going to read the scriptures.
我们先要读一段经文。
So 1 John chapter 5 verse 13 to 21.
在约翰一书五章第十三节。
How about let's all rise to read?
我们请一起起立来念。
You can read in your language.
用你自己的语言来读。
Okay, let's start together. 预备，来，我将这些话。我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，都是罪，也有不至于死的罪。你知道，凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们。小子们呢，我们要自守，远避偶像。We'll pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
May you speak to each one of us.
请你对我们每一个人说话。
We can hear from you.
我们从你来听见话语。
Be edified.
能够建造。
And encouraged.
被鼓励。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣名。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。
I'm going to preach in Mandarin.
牧师要用中文讲道。
And Li Qing going to translate.
我用英文来翻译。
I know it's a challenging work.
这是一个挑战。
For those people who know both language,
你如果知道双重语言，
you will listen twice.
你就听两遍。
That's called double blessing.
是双重的祝福。
If you only know one language,
你如果只知道一种语言，
you have to wait for the next sentence to come out.
那你就要等下一句。
That's also a blessing.
也是一个祝福。
That's called lesson of patience.
那个是你一个学习耐心。
The Holy Spirit developed that in you.
愿圣灵帮助你。
We live in a very challenging time.
我们处在一个很有挑战性的时代里。
It's very challenging. I even don't know which language I should
use. 我也搞不清要讲哪一个语言，随便你。
那，所以你现在比较轻松一点了。
So you can relax.
我想我们是活在一个蛮困难的时代。
We're in a challenging time.
这个特别在经济方面
especially in the economy
很多人为了生存都非常的辛苦
for survival we work hard
我们在过去的这一段时间里面
in the past time
我们在一起研究约翰一书
we were studying 1 John
我给他起了一个题目
I give it a title
叫做认识真神的喜乐
the true joy of knowing our God
一个人如果认识了真神
If we know our God
The
true God
你会有喜乐
You will have joy
我在这边讲道的时候
When I'm preaching
我可以看到你们每一个人的脸
I can see your faces
每一个人的脸
Everyone
你的脸不一定代表你里面的情况
Maybe your expression doesn't really say what's in your heart
但是可以代表一点情况
But it gives a hint of its condition
如果你里面不开心
If you're not happy inside
我觉得你的脸不会微笑
Then it's hard to smile
所以有人说苦笑是最难看的一种笑
So if you force a smile, that's the worst smile ever
因为很苦
Because there's bitter
然后还要被逼的要微笑
And I'm forced to give a smile
那就是更苦
Then that's double bitterness
但是今天很多人都是苦笑
But there are people like that
因为没办法
There's no way
为了生存
For survival
如果要服务别人不能不笑
If you need to serve others you need to smile
但是约翰一书告诉我们
But 1 John tells us
一个认识真神的人
One who knows the true God.
他不需要苦笑。
He doesn't need to force a smile.
因为他真的有喜乐在里
面。Because he truly has joy.
虽然这个时候很困难。
Even though this is a difficult time.
我知道现在找工作还是很困难。
It's very hard to find employment.
我听说在 Oakland 这个港口里面，有那个有 janitor 的这个 position。
In the port of Oakland, there is the janitor position.
好像只有三个 position.
Only three.
然后有一千个人去应征。
There's 1,000 applicants.
所以就是这个就是很困难的情形。
There's a lot of competition.
所以如果我们要看环境的话。
So if you look at the circumstances.
我们很难喜乐。
We're hard to have joy.
是不是这样子？
Is it like that?
但是约翰一书告诉我们。
But first John tells us.
如果你认识这位真神。
If you know the true God.
你就会有真的喜乐。
You have true joy.
因为这个认识不是指一个头脑的认识。
Because this knowing God is not just a head knowledge.
而是你跟这个真神要发生关系。
But you're going to have a develop a relationship with the true God.
我们感谢主，我们在过去八次的主日都已经在谈这个问题。
We thank God that last eight services we discussed this topic.
我们今天要到了最后一段。
This is our last area.
Portion. 约翰一书第五章十三节到二十一节。
First John 5 verse 13 to 21.
我们首先来复习一下这个约翰一书到底在讲什么。
Let's do some review. What is it talking about in First John?
约翰一书是使徒约翰在西元八十年从以弗所所写的一本书。
This is the passage that John the Apostle he wrote in year 80 at the city of Ephesus.
照内容来说可算是一封公函。
By content, it's an open letter.
没有特别的指定给什么人，给什么地方。
The letter did not specify to specific place or people.
就是给一般的信徒，就
像你跟我一样。So for general believer like you and me.
它里面好像是一个讲道集一样。
It's a preaching message.
如果你读整本约翰一书，
If you read the whole first of John,
你会发现那个读者他为一种异端叫做诺斯底主义所影响。
There's this term called the Gnosticism that affects the philosophy behind it.
Yeah, 就是这些读者都是被这个异端所影响。
The reader are affected by this philosophy.
这个主义呢，大受希腊人士所喜欢。
Gnosticism is welcomed by the Greek people.
我就想问大家，你们知道希腊最有名的是什么吗？
Do you know what is the Greek culture famous for?
对，但是 philosophy 是要研究什么吗？
What are they trying to find out in philosophy?
知道 philosophy 是什么意思吗？ Philosophy 就是 love of wisdom.
Love of wisdom.
就是爱智，就是喜爱智慧的。
They love wisdom.
希腊人最强调的是智慧。
The Greek emphasize wisdom.
那这个 Gnosticism 呢？这个诺斯底主义也是强调智慧。
Gnosticism also focus on gaining wisdom.
他说以智慧为主。
Focus is on wisdom.
认为智慧是一切救赎的来源。
It's the salvation of all.
是超过信仰的重要。
It's above faith.
所以他轻看福音。
So they downplay the gospel.
他们认为耶稣基督的福音太单纯，是小孩子听的。
They feel that the gospel is way too simple, it's for little children.
第二个。
Two.
这个 Gnosticism 人的要，这重点是以物质为恶。
They feel that the materialism is evil. Or materials are evil.
Materialism is evil. Material is evil.就说所有的物质，你看见这个看得见的物质都是恶的。
Whatever you see in material substances are evil.
然后他们认为精神是善的。
That your consciousness, your mind, spirit is good.
所以他们认为这个神是一个良善的神，他不可能道成肉身在一个邪恶的身体里面。
So Gnosticism does not believe that God can come in the form of flesh.Like Jesus come to the earth.
因为这个肉体是邪恶的。
Because the flesh is evil.
神是良善的。
God is good.
所以换句话说，他们不承认，他们不相信 神能道成肉身。
In other words, they cannot believe a good God can come to an evil flesh.
所以这个是一个非常严重的偏差。
So this is their bias.
那使徒约翰就写这封信来特别纠正这个错误。
So John Apostle write this letter to correct this misconception.
我们不但是活在一个很困难的时代。
We not only live in a difficult time.
我们也活在一个很混乱的时代。
And it's a very confusing time.
今天人对很多事情没有信心啊。
People have no faith in what they're facing.
我看那个报纸上登美国的经济的将来。
In new,
将来的经济。
Newspaper, they're projecting the future of America's economy.
哎呀，你看到各种的理论。
There are many theories.
我是越看就越糊涂。
And more that I read it, the more confused.
每一个人的讲法是从他的方点来看。
They all have their point of view.
今天对信仰也是一样。
Today in our faith, also,
有很多的哲学在外面。
There are a lot of philosophy.
很多的学说在外面。
And there are theories.
你不知道要听谁的。
You don't know who to listen to.
但是约翰一书这里面特别强调的就是真实的信仰。
First John here emphasized the true belief.
还有真实的爱。
The true love.
他的目的在说什么呢？约翰一书这本书的目的呢？
What is First John's purpose?
他说得救的喜乐在乎确知你得救。
The true joy of salvation is your assurance.
You're safe.
That you're safe.
一个人如果信什么东西。
If you believe something.
然后最后说你真的信吗
?Do you really believe it?
哎呀不太清楚。
I'm not sure.
大概也许可能。
It may be, definitely maybe.
我就想问大家。
I want to ask you.
你们有哪一个人看过天堂
?Have you seen heaven?
那你怎么知道你死了以后，你将来会到天堂上去啊
？Then how would you know after you die you will go to heaven？
你怎么回答？就是信心啊。
So it apply faith here。
那你信什么
？What do you have faith in？
那这就是约翰一书在讲的。
That's what First John is talking about。
他说我们得救的。喜乐在乎确知你真的得救。
Your joy in the salvation is you have the assurance that you are safe.
你今天在这么困难的时代，那么混乱时代，作为基督徒，你为什么会喜乐呢
？At a difficult and confusing time that we're living in, how would you have joy?
因为你知道你已经得救。
Because you know you're safe.
下面我就会讲你怎么知道你得救。
And I'll talk about how you know.
还有约翰一书在讲说，保持这个喜乐在乎与神相交。
And also, it depends on your fellowship with the Lord that you maintain this joy.
有的人他的喜乐很短的。
Sometimes they have a short joy.
那他来礼拜天这边听到。
Sunday they come to listen.
他去参加装备课。
Go to equipping class.
哎，他很开心。
It's fun.
他说神真爱我。
God is love.
很有希望。
I have hope.
然后做聚会完了。
After the service.
坐上车了。
Get in the car.
开车回家。
Go home.
那喜乐还有。
The joy maintained.
到了下午两点。
Afternoon 2 o'clock.
喜乐只剩下 10%.
There's only that much left.
到了晚上。
At night.
要睡觉了。
Bedtime.
一点都不喜乐。
I'm not joyful anymore.
想到明天要上班。
Tomorrow I have to go to work.
叹气，唉，人生真苦。
Life is tough.
第二天早上起来。
The next morning.
一片漆黑。
It's dark.
又要过一个礼拜。
One more week to go through.
没有喜乐。
There's no joy.
你怎么样能继续这个喜乐呢
？How can you continue your joy?
你要跟神继续的相交。
You need to have fellowship
Amen.
with the Lord.
有这样的人说大声一点 ，Amen.
If you haven't,
你没有这样做也要大声说 ，Amen.
If you haven't had fellowship, you should.
你需要 fellowship with God.
你需要与神相交。
因为神是一个喜乐的神。
And God is a joyful God.
神今天看到你的时候，他是笑嘻嘻的。
When God sees you today, He's smiling.
不像我们的老爸老妈看到我们都不是很开心。
Not your parents, they are critical.
特别是 Asian parents, 包含我在内。
Yes,
我儿子就坐在那里，他可以 witness。我每次看到他都说：“哎，你这个没做，那个没做，都是不喜乐的对他。”
I'm too critical to my son.
翻得不对、啊。今天神看到你跟我。
God sees you.
他是很 喜乐的看。
He's joyous.
他并不是不知道你的毛病。
He's not knowing your shortcomings.
他都知道。
He knows all.
但是他还接纳你。
But he accepts you.
所以这样的一个上帝。
So this kind of God.
我们要多跟他相交。
We need to have fellowship.
这个约翰一书翻的香蕉，香蕉听起来不像，以为在吃 banana 香蕉。
First John talk about
in Mandarin, 香蕉 and banana the same sounds, okay? 我们就说要跟神天天吃香蕉，不是那个意思。
Eat banana with the Lord, no.
他的意思是说你跟神要有交流。
You need to have communication with the Lord.
你跟一个正面的能力有交流，你才会喜乐。
When you have a positive communication with a positive God.
那你怎么样来？这约翰一书又说，彰显喜乐在乎与人相爱。
Then First John also talk about you love one another in Christ.
Yeah, how to manifest joy by loving one another. 弟兄姊妹，这很奇妙的一件事。
This is very interesting.
我们老是觉得喜乐，喜乐就是我这个事情合我意，那个合我意我就开心。
If things goes my way, I'm happy.
那个不是喜乐。
That's not joy.
你真的要喜乐吗
？True joy is.
你要去爱人。
You need to love other people.
你需要给。
You need to give.
跟你旁边人说你需要给。
Tell your neighbor you need to give.
把你口袋的钱都拿出来给我。
Give me the money in your wallet.
你不能老是想自己。
You can't just think about yourself.
你老是想自己，你就不会喜乐。
You won't be joyful. All you think about is yourself.
你必须想到旁边人的需要。
You need to think about the needs around you.
你不但要想到他们的需要。
Not only their needs.
你还要帮助他们。
But to help them.
神的喜乐就下来。
Then God's joy will come to you.
这就是约翰一书在讲。
That's what First John is about.
时间过得很快。
Time went fast.
我们就来到第五章了。
Then we're on chapter 5.
第五章讲什么呢？
What is it about?
他讲到从神而来的生命与确据。
It talk about God's life and assurance.
第五章第一节到第十二节。
5:1-12.
是讲从神而来的生命。
Faith in the Son of God. Or life from God.
对。那今天早上我们就讲最后一段。
This morning we're going to talk about the last passage.
第五章十三到二十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
To 21.
21.
这里面讲到在主里面的五个确据。
There are 5 assurances we have in the Lord.
这个确据很重要。
The assurance is very important.
因为很多时候我们不太知道我们在信什么。
A lot of time we don't know what we believe.
我们就没有确据。
Then we don't have the assurance.
这个确据能让你跟我很安定，很稳定。
The assurance will give us stability.
虽然将来不确定是什么，
Even though we don't know the future,
我们还是很确定，很安定。
And then we can be stable and be assured.
这段经文讲的第一个确据是我们知道自己有永生。
So this passage we're going to study talk about we know we have eternal life.
那是第一个确据。
That's the first assurance.
第十三节说，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
Verse 13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
请问什么是永生？
What is eternal life?
什么是永生？
What
is eternal life? 你说 eternal life 就是 eternal life. It's life eternal. Forever. So what is life forever? Isn't that boring?很多人说，很多非基督徒，我跟他传福音说，信耶稣得永生。
When I share the gospel with non-believers, I say, when you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life.
他说什么是永生
？What is eternal life?
我才不管什么永生。
I don't care.
我现在先活得好再说。
I want this life.
好像我们讲到永生的，好像是很远的事情。
We feel eternal life is far away.
永生就是神所赐给一切信他的人一种永恒丰盛的生命。
It's for those who receive him will have abundant life.
Eternal.
Eternal and abundant.
对。或者你说怎么样能得到永生？
Or you ask, how would you get eternal life?
这个约翰一书第五章十一节到十二节，他这边讲说，这永生也在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
1 John 5, 11 to 12. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
永生似乎很抽象,
eternal life seems kind of abstract.
但是神这边讲得非常清楚, 永生是在耶稣基督里面。
But God very clearly stated that eternal life is in Jesus.
所以我先问你们一个问题。
So I want to ask you a question.
如果你要有永生, 要怎么做?
If you want eternal life, what do you need?
永生在耶稣基督里面。
Eternal life is in Jesus.
那你怎么样能够有永生呢?
So how can you have eternal life?
那怎么样让耶稣进到你生命里面?
And how do you have Jesus in you?
就是邀请他进来。
You invite Jesus in.
所以信耶稣就是邀请耶稣基督到你生命里面做救主与主。
So believing in Jesus, meaning you receive him into your heart as Lord and Savior.
我现在在操练自己。
I'm trying to discipline myself.
怎么样来传福音?
How to spread the gospel.
让人家听得很清楚。
So they could hear clearly what I'm saying.
他说,这边说, 永生是在耶稣基督里面。
Eternal life is in Jesus.
所以上帝讲了一个很具体的, 说, 这个永远的生命, 丰盛的生命, 是在耶稣基督里面。
So God has clarified that eternal life is in Jesus.
所以你有耶稣在你里面, 你就有永生。
So if you have Jesus in you, you have eternal life.
如果你邀请耶稣基督进到你生命里面, 真正做主跟救主, 你就有永生。
So if you invite Jesus into your heart, in your life, then you have eternal life.
这就是你的确据。
That is your assurance.
这个非常的重要。
This is very important.
Amen. 如果你的确据,
if your assurance is,
如果你永生的确据,
your eternal assurance
是根据你的心情来,
is by your moods,
来测量的话, 你会常常觉得你会失去永生,
then you feel like you lost your eternal life.
是不是这样子?
Is it like that?
你不是根据你的感觉来决定,
no, you don't go by your emotion.
你是根据你的行动,
but by your action.
你已经诚心地接受耶稣基督来到你生命里做救主与主,
you already receive Jesus with a sincere heart.
所以这样的人就有永生。
So that person will have eternal life.
这就是使徒约翰在这里讲的第一个确据。
That's what Apostle John is talking about, the first assurance.
我们知道我们自己有永生。
I know I have eternal life.
我们为什么知道有永生呢?
How do I know?
因为我们有耶稣基督在我们生命里面。
Because I have Jesus in my life.
我们现在再回来想想这个永生是什么。
And what is eternal life?
因为很多人不想要有永生。
A lot of people don't want eternal life.
因为他觉得永生有什么好呢?
What is it so good?
我这一生都很苦了, 还在要永生。
This life is not easy.
你们有没有想过这个问题啊?
Do I want eternal life?
我跟人家传福音。
I share the good news with people.
我说你要不要永生?
Do you want eternal life?
千万不要。
No, no, I don't want it.
我这一生已经够苦了。
This life is tough enough.
然后我还要活到永远远远像这个样子。
I'm going to have it this way eternally?
那你不是咒诅我吗?
No. Are you cursing me?
所以这个就是人不认识永生。
That's why people, when they don't understand eternal life.
什么是永生呢?
What is eternal life?
我们常常想到永生。
When we think about it,
我们就想到永永远远。
It's forever and ever.
其实弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
我很坦白地告诉你,
let me honestly tell you,
你不懂什么叫做永永远远。
You don't know what is forever and ever.
我有一天晚上在想永永远远。
I was thinking about it one night.
我想了我就睡不着。
Then I couldn't sleep.
说什么叫永永远远?
What is forever and ever?
他们说永永远远就是一条线。
It's like one line.
两边无限制的延长。
Eternally, non-stop going either way.
Infinitely. 不是 eternally, infinitely go two sides. 我就想在那边 infinitely 一直走。
So I'm imagining this infinity.
头从哪里开始?
Where does it begin?
这个结尾在哪里?
Where does it end?
没完没了。
There's no finish.
整个晚上一直在想,
so I was thinking about this. What is eternal?
其实永生不只是讲到它的长度。
So eternal life is not only about the length.
永生是讲到它的深度。
But about the depth.
弟兄姊妹仔细听。
Brother and sister.
如果我们不知道永生是什么, 我们根本就不care, 我们也不会去传。
If we don't know what eternal life is, then we cannot share, and we don't care about it.
永生是这个生命的本质啊。
It is the essence of life.
今天世界上大部分人只是活着。
A lot of people today, they're just existing.
They're just breathe out. 呼吸。
They're breathing.
我碰到一些好朋友跟他打电话说你现在怎么样?
I call my good friends, how are you doing?
还活着。
I'm alive.
很多人今天他就是活着。
They are alive.
所以我刚才讲的,你们没听懂,不能听懂,应该会大笑,就是他每天就是 breathe in and breathe out.
That's all they do all day.
那个不是永生。
That's not eternal life.
那只是活着。
That is just existing.
主耶稣说,我来了是要叫人得生命。
Jesus said, I come to give people life.
而且活得更丰盛。
And abundant life.
我知道我们在湾区生活的压力很大。
I know the pressure of living in the Bay Area.
因为物价的指数很高。
Because
living cost. Very high.
Very high.
房子也很贵。
Expensive housing.
除了过去这三年稍微降下来一点。
It went down lower.
所以每天生活的那个压力很大。
So we have stress and pressure.
很多人就要去马杀鸡啊。
So they go to get a massage.
想要relax.
To relax.
今天早上我教你一个方法。
This morning I'm going to teach you a way.
你不需要去massage。
You don't need to go to a spa.
可以省钱。
Save you money.
其实你真正要放轻松。
If you want to be relaxed.
你就要知道你为什么而活。
You need to know why you live.
我们当中有多少人明天早上要去工作的？
How many of you need to go to work tomorrow?
有多少人是今天晚上就要开始工作的？
Or starting tonight go to work.
我现在就要问你一个问题。
And I want to ask you.
你为什么要工作？
Why do you work?
Okay. 我希望这个人是诚实的。<笑>
I hope he's honest.
好，我们当中有多少人已经结婚的？
How many of you married?
我就问你问题, 你为什么要结婚?
And why did you get married?
哎呀, 很多人现在都在问这个问题。
Lots of people asking that
很多那个都结婚过人都在问这个问题。
After they got married, they asked that question.
我为什么要结婚?
Why did I get married?
很多那些还没有结婚人也在问这个问题, 说他们为什么要结婚?
And the singles asked, why did they want to get married?
请问婚姻容不容易啊?
Is it easy in the marriage?
那些觉得很容易的, 待会聚会完请留下来。 我跟你谈一谈,
if your marriage is easy, stay after.
或者你能够帮助我们有一些
enlightenment.
我们当中有多少人在读书啊?
How many of you are in school?
请问你为什么要念书?
Why do you want to go to school?
我们当中有多少人有小孩的?
Or you have kids?
有孙子的?
Grandkids?
孙女的? 请问你为什么要有小孩啊?
Why do you have kids?
你说我也没办法。
I didn't have control.
很多人,
many people,
很多人,
many people,
都没有想过这个问题,
they didn't think about these questions.
他们觉得这个问题很傻,
they think it's dumb questions.
一点都不傻,
it's not dumb.
这是非常重要的问题,
it's very important.
你为什么要工作?
Why do you work?
你当然要pay bill嘛,
you need to pay bills.
但是那不是你工作的理由嘛,
but that's not the reason for work.
你为什么要结婚?
Why do you want to get married?
很寂寞啊。
I'm lonely.
我跟你讲,
sometimes you're more lonelier in marriage than being single.
还没有结婚以前的寂寞还有盼望。
There's hope. That kind of loneliness when you are a single person.
结婚以后的寂寞是没有盼望。
That loneliness in marriage is hopeless.
这个好像是很基本的问题。
These are essential questions.
Foundational questions. 非常重要,
very important.
你为什么现在要读书?
Why do you study?
那你说你讲这个跟永生有什么关系?
What does it have to do with eternal life?
绝对有关系。
They're very connected.
永生是什么?
What is eternal life?
永生就是你的中心点是正确的。
And where is your center that it is correct?
你的中心点必须是耶稣基督。
Your center need to be Jesus Christ.
这不是喊口号。
This is not just a slogan.
因为耶稣基督是赐给你生命的那一位。
Because Jesus is one that grants you life.
然后他又救赎你。
Then he redeemed you.
我们马上有这个圣餐。
And we're going to have bread in the cup.
这是纪念主耶稣救赎你我的一个历史事实。
The communion represents the fact that the Lord has saved us.
永生就是耶稣基督是你生命的中心点。
Eternal life, meaning Jesus Christ is the center of your life.
而且是你生活的重心跟目标。
And it's your foundation, your center, and your goal.
因为他值得这样, 也他必须是这样。
He needs to be, and he's worthy to be your center.
如果不是这样的话,
if it's not like that,
你就会慢慢就会, 刚才我问的那问题, 哎, 我为什么要,
then you will start questioning, why do I need to do this?
每个人开始工作的时候, 都就像我们刚才弟兄一样, 很多 fun。
When you start working, it was fun.
但是很久了以后就没有fun.
After a while, it's not fun.
那个不会太持久, 有的人做久了就换一个工作,
再换一个工作。 Or they change job.
但是如果你真正以耶稣基督为中心,
but if you have Jesus as your center,
不一样。
Different.
因为耶稣基督是永恒的。
Because Jesus is eternal.
你的工作也会有永恒的作用。
Then your work will have eternal value.
结婚也一样。
Marriage is the same.
生小孩也一样。
Have kids the same.
孙子孙女也一样。
Grandkids same.
如果你以耶稣基督为中心。
If you have Jesus in your center,
你的生命就不一样。
Then your life is different.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我今天早上有一个挑战。
I have you a challenge.
你们每一个人花很多时间在各样的事情上。
You spend lots of time in various things.
你有没有花时间在有永恒的事情上?
Do you spend time on eternal things?
你有没有为永恒来投资啊?
Did you invest in your eternal life?
有一本书叫做《标杆人生》。
There's a book called Purpose Driven Life.
这是非常好的一本书。
It's a great book.
如果你们还没看, 建议你们每个人都看,
if you haven't seen it, read it,
他特别在讲到人生,
it talk about life,
他讲得非常好,
it's a great book.
他说人生在世的这几十年,
say lives several decades on earth,
只是一个预演而已,
it's just a dress rehearsal,
是一个预演而已,
it's a dress rehearsal,
为永恒来预演,
preparing for eternity.
真正的精彩的是在永世里面,
the real show is in heaven.
你有没有听过这个,
have you think about this?
这个观念如果落实你会很兴奋。
If you really grasp this idea, you'll be excited.
你就不怕老。
Then you don't worry about getting old.
我们当中有谁不怕老的, 请举手。
How many of you not worry about getting old?
怎么只有师母一个人? 说不怕老是假的。
Because I raised my hand too. Okay, it's not really true if you don't worry about getting old.
我也怕老啊。
He's worried about getting old.
我觉得我好像还在大学时代而已。
I feel I'm still a college kid.
结果怎么现在已经快要做主妇？
Then how come I'm going to be a grandpa soon?
当我知道我要快要做主妇的时候，
when I thought I'm going to become a grandpa,
我差点要昏倒。
I was about to faint.
我没有想到我的孙子。
I never thought about grandkids.
不是 never thought about, 我没有想到那个 particular grandson.
I didn't think about that grandson.
我只有想到说我这么老了吗？
Am I really that old?
但是这是没有。
But I can't help it. That's just a fact.
但是如果你真的有永恒的眼光,
but if you have an eternal vision,
你不是老了,
you're not old.
你是成熟了,
you have matured.
请你跟你旁边人讲说, 你不是老了,
you're not old.
你是成熟了,
you're mature.
因为你在为永恒在预演嘛,
because you're in the dress rehearsal.
你想想看, 你的预演在 50岁的时候一定比10岁的时候更成熟, 对不对?
You're better in your 50 than when you were 10.
你10岁就开始拉小提琴。
When you were 10, you were playing violin.
You start to play violin since age 10. 你到50岁,你天天练应该拉得更好了。
If you keep playing by 50, you'll be so much better.
所以你年纪越大,你应该越兴奋。
So when you're older, you get more excited.
因为你成熟了。
Because you mature.
当如果你有这个永恒的眼光,
when you have this eternal vision,
是不是?
Is it right?
很多人他就去拉皮。
Some people did something on their face.
Cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery. 问题是你能拉多少次?
How many times can you do that?
拉到有一天不能拉的时候呢?
Then what do you do when you cannot pull that skin anymore?
它就断掉了。
Then it break.
我可能以后可能 可能以后要换皮。
Then you had to change replant.
但是永生不是在这里吗？
But eternal life is not.
永生是在它的内容。
It's in the, your inner life.
是为什么而活？
Why are you alive?
我常常问我自己。
I ask myself that.
我为什么要在这边牧会？
Why do I want to pastor here?
我为什么要做这样的事情？
Why do I want to have this ministry?
如果不是为了耶稣基督，
If not for Jesus Christ,
我不做的。
Then why should I do it?
很辛苦啊。
It's hard work.
你看我老得很快啊。
You see, I age so much.
我是前面看起来都是，我的头发从前面看都是黑的。
I'm black on my hair here,
front.
Front.
旁边下面都是白的。
On the side, lower is all white.
都是隐藏在里面。
It's hidden in there.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
第二个确据
assurance,
我们知道合神旨意的祈求必蒙应允。
If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
在登山宝训里面主耶稣教导我们说你们祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门就给你们开门。
In the Sermon of the Mount in Matthew, ask it, it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be open.
很多人一看到这段经文，
A lot of people read this scripture.
哎呀，太好了。
That is so great.
马上去买乐特奖。
Let me go get a lottery ticket.
然后赶快祷告。
And pray.
主啊，让我得到大奖。
God, give me a grand prize.
你说祈求的就必得着嘛。
You ask and you receive.
寻找的就寻得，就寻见嘛。
And I seek and I will find.
那他就赶快去买不同的股票。
And I buy all kind of stocks.
也希望能发大财。
That I can just have so much money.
有人得重病也赶快去祷告。
And when they are sick, they pray.
Not only sick, 是重病。
Serious illness, they pray.
可是后来都没有实现。
But it did not recover.
也没有中乐特奖。
And they did not win grand prize on the lottery.
投资股票也没有赚大钱。
And they lost money in their stocks.
重病祷告也没得医治。
And the serious illness, they did not recover.
就非常失望。
So they're disappointed.
以后不再祷告了。
I'm not going to pray anymore.
也不再祈求了。
I'm not going to ask.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
约翰一书第五章十四节这边就解释了。
At First John 5:14.
他指出其中的原因。
It asks, it tells you why it did not happen.
说我们若照着他的旨意去求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
主耶稣在登山宝训所讲的。
Jesus said this on the Sermon of the Mount.
是讲到天国的祈求。
About asking things for of the kingdom of God.
你在祈求的时候，你要了解神的旨意是什么。
When you praying, you need to know God's will.
那或者你问什么是神的旨意呢？
And what is God's will?
主耶稣在登山宝训他也讲了，在马太福音第六章三十三节，他说：“你们先求神的国跟神的义，这一切都要加给你们了。”
On Matthew 33, on the Sermon of the Mount, God says, "You ask His."First, his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常重要。
Brother and sister, this is so important.
如果你的祈求要神回答你，
if you ask something that God will give you an answer,
你要根据他的国跟他的义来祈求。
You need to pray according to his kingdom and his righteousness.
请问什么是神的国呢？
What is God's kingdom?
就是指神的主权。
That is his sovereignty.
简单的来说，就是神正在做的事。
Simply put, it is what God is working right now.
什么是神的义呢？
What is God's righteousness?
就是指神的公义。
It's His righteousness.
是指神现在要你做的事情。
What He wants you to do.
所以神正在做的事和神现在要你做的事，就是神的旨意。
So God's will, simply put, it is that what He is working plus what He wants you to do right now.
Yeah, 这个非常简单，你了解了吧？
It's simple.
所以你祷告之前，
So when you pray,
比如说，
you, for example,
你现在不知道你将来要走的路是什么，
you don't know which road you're going to take in the future,
你祷告的时候，
you pray,
祷告之前，
before that,
你观察一下神正在你生命里面做什么，
you observe what God is working on in your life right now,
然后你跟神有关系，
and you have a relationship with the Lord,
你求问神他到底要你现在做什么，
and you ask the Lord, what do you want me to do now?
请问这个具不具体啊？
Is this constructive?
有的人还不具体，那你就待会讲完道的我跟你谈一谈。就是你要先观察神在你的环境里面做什么。
You need to observe what God put in your circumstances.
我再举一个例子。
Let me give you another example.
可能你刚刚被 lay off.
Maybe you just got a lay off.
所以神在你的环境做什么？请问。
So what is God doing now?
这不是很深奥的吗？
This is not too deep.
神就是让你被 lay off 嘛。
God lay you off.
对不对？你刚刚被 lay off, right?
You just got laid off.
没有工作。
No work.
所以神就是让你没有工作，是不是？
So God give you no job.
那你就祷告求问神了。
Then you ask the Lord.
那神会在你心中跟你说话。
God will speak to you in your heart.
那说话没多久后，他会给你指示要你做什么。
And show you what you need to do.
然后你根据那个来祷告。
Then according to that you pray.
神会回答你。
God will answer you.
现在稍微懂一点的举手。
You kind of grasp this idea, raise your hand.
下个礼拜天参加装备课。
Next week, join the
英文部的可以问 Dan 关于我讲的这到底是什么意思。
English group can talk to Dan.
神的旨意是什么呢？
What is God's will?
比如说我们教会的意向是什么？
For example, what is the vision for our church?
翻到我们的这个周报的后面好吗？
At the back of the bulletin.
我们的意向就是大诫命大使命基督的再来。
The great commandment, the great commission, return of the king.
那这个大诫命就是说要全人爱神爱人如己。
The great commandment is love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself.
所以当你祷告的时候。
So when you pray.
你根据这个大诫命来祷告的话。
You pray according to these great commandments.
神会很快的回应你。
God will show you.
你懂吗？
You understand?
因为这是他的旨意。
Because that's his will.
神的旨意要你完全的来爱神。
God's will is that you love him wholeheartedly.
Whole person.
Whole person.
然后你要去爱你的邻舍，像爱你自己。
Then love the people around you like yourself.
当你照着这个轨迹去祷告的时候，神很快回答你。
When you follow this road to pray, God will answer you.
在今天这一段经文里面。
In the scripture today.
他也讲到第十六节说，人若看弟兄犯了不至于死的罪，就当为他祈求，神必将生命赐给他。
At verse 16, if anyone see his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray and God will give him life.
其实弟兄姊妹们所犯的罪多半都是不致死的罪。
Most sins that brother and sister commit is not deserve death.
多半都不会引致死亡的罪。
Most of them won't lead to death.
其实这个使徒约翰这边是讲说，当我们看到弟兄姊妹的软弱过犯生命中的盲点的时候，我们来为他代求，神会很快垂听。
So when we see our brother and sister's blind spots or shortcomings, we pray for them and God can restore.
因为神喜悦这个。
Because God is pleased with this.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
Amen. 是不是这样子？神要我们彼此帮容、包容、彼此扶持。
God wants us to accept one another and support and edify one another.
另外一个神的旨意是什么呢？
Another God's will.
神要万人得救，不要一人沉沦。
God wants all to believe and none to perish.
所以，当你为了向人传福音来求问神的时候
，share good news with people and you ask the Lord.
你求神给你胆量、口才、机会的时候
，to give you bravery, courage, and words to share.
他很快就给你
，He will give you words.
因为这是他的旨意
，because that's His will.
Amen. Okay. 第三个 assurance， 第三个确据是。我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪。
The third assurance is that we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin.
那我就问你们有没有从神生呢？
So did you born again in the Lord?
有没有？你犯不犯罪啊？
Do you sin?
那怎么回事？
So what happened?
我们是从神生的。
We're born of God.
然后约翰说：“你就不犯罪。”
But John said, "You will not continue to sin."
那我们还在犯罪。
Then how come I was in sin?
只有两个可能。
Two possibilities.
一个就是我们没有重生。
One is you were not really born again.
另外一个可能。
Second possibility.
使徒约翰年纪太大了。
John the apostle was too old.
他写错了。
He wrote it wrong.
搞错了。他这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
他的意思是说，一个重生得救的人。
person who's born again.
他有一个新的生命，是不会犯罪的生命。
New life in him that does not want to sin.
那个生命是不会犯罪的。
That cannot sin.
但现在问题来了。
But there's a problem.
你重生了以后,
when you're born again,
你里面还有另外一个生命啊。
There's another life in there.
有没有啊? 哦, 一定有了。如果你不承认呢，又是多一条罪。
If you don't admit you have the old life in you, that's a sin.
使徒保罗就讲这个。
Apostle John is talking about this.
Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul is talking about this.
使徒保罗在罗马书第七章他就讲了。
In Romans 7.
他说我想要做的。
In 15.
他说我想要做的我就不能做，我不想要做的偏偏去做。
I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do.
因为在里面有一个律。
Because in me, there's a law.
那就是犯罪的律。
The law to sin.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个就是一个关键。
That, so this is a tricky point.
这就是很多基督徒不明白的。
That's what Christians don't understand.
很多人信主了以后, 他说, 哎呀, 我好像被骗了。
Sometime after they receive Jesus, that I receive a lie.
因为他跟我说, 永生了, 我有神的生命, 我怎么还继续犯罪啊?
They told me I have eternal life, then why am I still sinning?
因为你里面后来现在有两种生命在里面。
Because you have two lives in there now.
一个新的生命是不会犯罪的生命。
The new life cannot sin.
但是里面还有一个老的生命。
That old life.
所以保罗就说, 哎呀, 我真苦啊, 谁能救我脱离这死亡的这个必死的身体呢?
So I say, I'm so hard, what should I do to be free from this struggle?
他说, 感谢, 在耶稣基督里, 我已经得胜。
But in Christ our Lord, thanks to be God through Jesus Christ.
所以使徒约翰讲出来这边是给我们一个盼望。
So, Paul or John?
John.
John tell us to give us hope.
因为我们可以靠着耶稣基督圣灵的大能，能够控制我们不再犯罪。
Because through Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we do not continue to sin.
我们可以少发脾气。
We will have our temper less and less frequent.
我们可以讲话的时候慢慢讲, 不要那么快就骂人。
And we will hold our tongue.
那么快就定罪。
And be critical, judgmental.
那么快就在心里面论断别人。
Or in our heart be judgmental.
因为靠着耶稣基督神来帮助我们。
Because through Jesus, God will help us.
第四个确据是我们知道我们是属乎神的。
The fourth assurance is that we know we are children of God.
We belong to God. 我就想问大家问, 你怎么知道你是属乎神?
How do you know you belong to God?
根据你的生命。
According to your life.
当然我们的生命有年幼的, 有成熟的。
We have different ages.
但是总的来看,
But in summary,
你知道一个人是不是属神的?
If you know that person belongs to God,
看他的生命,
You watch their life.
不是看他嘴巴讲,
Not what their mouth says.
有什么表征呢?
What are the evidence?
第一个是爱慕神。
That they love God.
龙生龙, 凤生凤, 老鼠的儿子会打洞。
A dragon kid come from a dragon father, a phoenix from a phoenix mom, and a little mouse baby from Mickey Mouse.
这句成语是中国的成语
This is a Chinese saying
非常难翻译
It's hard to translate
它翻得非常好 这句话的意思就是说 什么样的爸爸妈妈就有什么样的儿女 什么样的生命就有什么样的生活
Meaning what kind of parents you're going to have what kind of kids what kind of life you're going to have what kind of lifestyle
你今天如果有属神的生命
So if you have God's life in you
你就会有属神的生命的表现
Will express God's life in your life.
很多基督徒跟我讲，他说牧师，我一读圣经就睡觉，我一祷告我也睡觉，我就有点怀疑这个人到底有没有神的生命。
When they open the Bible, they fall asleep. They want to pray, they fall asleep. Then I start to wonder if they really has the life of God.
很多人到教会来就睡觉。
Or they come to church and fall asleep.
一听到就睡觉。
Listening to a sermon, they close your eyes.
当然有不同的原因，但是如果每一次都这样子，
But if it happened every time,
你就要小心检讨一下，
you need to reevaluate
你到底里面是什么生命，
what kind of life you have inside，
因为圣经里讲得很清楚，
because the Bible say it clearly，
当然有时候讲员很 boring， 那也没办法，
but maybe the speaker was lousy， so you can't help it，
但是我不相信每一次讲员都很老子。
But I don't think it's like that every sermon.
但是你一听到神的事情就要睡觉。
But every time about God's thing, you just fall asleep.
多半你没有神的生命。
Maybe there's no God's life in you.
或者神的生命很小。
Or God's life is very little.
你一听到这个赌博你就很兴奋。
And about gambling, your eyes are open.
你就很兴奋。
Very excited.
你里面有一个赌博的生命。
Because there's a gambling life in you.
是不是这样子啊？
Is it like this?
所以你怎么知道你是属神的呢？
So how do you know you belong to God?
从你的生命来看。
It's through your life.
你第一个要重生得救。
If you need to be first born again.
然后那个生命要成长。
Then that life need to grow.
你才会爱慕神。
Then you love God.
你会与神相交。
You will have fellowship.
你会行在光明中。
Then you walk in the light.
你会爱别人。
You love other people.
因为神的爱在你里面。
Because God's love is in your heart.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
爱的定义第一个是什么？
What is the definition of love?
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
跟你旁边讲说恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
你光听牧师讲这个音就是很久啊。因为神在你里面你就不会算多久。
And if you're God's life in you, you wouldn't count how patient you are.
不在你里面你也不用算，你马上就发脾气。
And if you don't have God's life in you, you get mad right away.
最后一个确据。
The last assurance.
他说我们知道神的儿子已经来到。
We know also that the Son of God has come.
你们有多少人知道犹太人今天还在等弥赛亚回来？
How many of you know the Israelites still waiting for God's first coming?
我们也是等弥赛亚第二次回来。
We are waiting for God's second coming.
Jesus' second coming. 但是犹太人还在等 Jesus, the Messiah, first coming.
The Israelites are waiting for Jesus' first coming.
感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
使徒约翰说，我们知道神的儿子已经回来了。
Apostle John said that the Son of God has come.
你知道神的儿子已经回来最大的证据是什么？
What is the greatest evidence of this?
因为他现在住在你里面。
That he lives in your heart.
Amen.主耶稣现在住在你里面是最大的证据。
Jesus live in your heart, that's the.
借着圣灵，他现在住在你里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, he lives in your heart.
他已经回来了。
He already came.
然后他赐给你智慧的灵、启示的灵，能够认识神。
And he give you the spirit, understanding, and wisdom to know him.
你跟神越来越更近的距离。
And then you can get to know the Lord more.
感谢赞美主。
We praise God.
2011年。
2011.
神赐给我们那个应许。
God gave us a promise.
是在以赛亚书四十三章。
On
Isaiah
43. 18 to 21.
我们一起来念好吗
？Let's read this together.
在你的 bulletin 里面，我们中文的就念中文，英文念英文好吗？我们一起念，啊。都有 bulletin 吗？我们一起大声念好吗？预备，来。耶和华，
Forget、
你们不要纪念从前的事，
See,
也不要思想古时的事。看
哪，
我要做一件新事，
it,
如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
The wild animals honor me.The jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness.
因为我使旷野有水，
使
沙漠有河，
好赐
给我的百姓、我的选民喝。这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。今天我们研读约翰一书到了最后。
That we finished studying 1 John to the end.
约翰一书是在讲到真实的信仰带出真实的生命。
1 John talk about the true faith carry out the true life.
真实的生命就是永生。
That the true life is eternal life.
这个真实的生命带出真实的喜悦。
That true life will also give you true joy.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
在未来的这一年。
This coming year.
其实现在二月都快过完了。
We're end at February.
弟兄姊妹们，时间过得很快。
Time flies.
你不能再等待。
You can't wait around.
你要赶快起来认识这位真神。
You need to arise and know the true God.
真正的认识他
truly know him
就是让他你的信仰在你生活里面影响你每一部分
let him be in charge in every area of your life
这样神就要做新事
then God will do a new thing
他要在旷野开道路
that he will open roads in wilderness
在沙漠开江河
have water streams in the desert
弟兄姊妹我跟你讲
let me tell you
这个应许不是说事情会很简单。
This promise is not things will go easy.
事情会很困难。
It will be difficult.
但是神会为你开道路。
But God will open doors.
神会为你开江河。
God will open the river.
这就是超自然的事情。
This is supernatural.
然后我们可以述说他的美德。
Then we can proclaim his goodness.
我们起立好吗
？Let's stand.
我们现在为我们所领的圣餐来祷告。
We're gonna pray for the communion.
神再次。让我们确据我们是有永生的。
God give us assurance that we have eternal life.
确据我们是他的儿女。
That we are his children.
我们要为这个饼跟杯来祷告。
We want to pray for the bread and the cup.
主啊，我们感谢你。
God, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
That you love us.
你不让我们在这世界上做孤儿。
That you're not leaving us as orphans on earth.
也不让我们在旷野里面。游荡
that we're just wandering in the wilderness.
你赐给我们真实的信仰。
You give us a true faith.
我们为桌上的饼跟杯祷告。
We give thanks for the communion.
这饼是代表你的身体为我们舍的。
The bread represents the body that you sacrificed for us.
这杯代表你的血为我们所流的。
The cup represents the blood you shed for us.
因为你为我们的身体而破碎。
You break your body for our sake.
我们可以得到完全的医治。
There we could be healed completely.
因为你为我们所流的宝血。
Because of your precious blood.
我们的罪可以得到赦免。
Our sins are washed away.
主耶稣。
Dear Jesus.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
当我们在礼送圣餐的时候。
When we receive the bread and the cup.
你再次让我们。回想这个确据
Then you remind us of all the assurances.
第一个就是我们知道自己有永生
First that we have eternal life.
所以第二个就知道那合神心意的祷告必蒙应允
That second is when we pray according to your will, you hear us.
第三个我们知道凡是从神生的必不犯罪
Three is that if we have your life in us, we cannot continue to sin.
第四个我们知道我们是属乎神的
Four is that we areBelong to you.
第五个，我们知道神的儿子已经来到。
Five is that the Son of God has come.
主啊，求你在我们领圣餐的时候。
God, pray that when we're receiving the cup and the bread.
继续对我们说话。
Continue to speak to our heart.
祷告奉主名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在请我们的会众从后面第一排哈，可能从小孩子开始排成一排，我们来拿这个饼跟这个杯好吗？
One single file from the back, starting with children. Once you receive the cup and the bread, remain seated or standing at your seat.
Pray. Thank you. 每一个人现在都省察自己的生命，好吗？
Examine your life and your heart.
我们有得罪神、得罪人的地方，求主耶稣的宝血来洁净。
Did you offend God or people? Pray that God will forgive your sin.
所以我们吃喝这个饼跟这个杯，不是吃喝自己的罪。
So once we receive this cup and the bread, we're not drinking our blood, our sin.
我们每一个人都开口一些祷告的时间。
You can pray verbally.
下面请两个人或三个人一组，好不好？你们聚在一起，彼此来祝福，来祝福啊！最好弟兄跟弟兄，姊妹跟姊妹，那夫妻也可以，就找两个或三个人一组来为他祝福。
If you can form a group of two or three and pray for each other and give blessing to each other.
在哪里？我们仍然站立，好吗？我们要做结束祷告。
Let's remain standing and have our prayer together.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你为我们而死。
You die for us.
你要为你而活。
So we want to live for you.
让我们更多的思想永生的本质。
That we think about the essence of eternal life.
能够真正为你而活。
We truly live for you.
你祝福今天来的每一位。
You bless everyone here.
让我们一个渴慕的心。
That we have a yearning for you.
更多的认识你。
To want to know you more.
真的有永生的喜乐。
Have eternal joy.
还有真理。
And truth.
祷告奉主名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
聚会到此结束。
Conclude our service.
我们有那个 coffee break.